The Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast is powered by Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. When you need a bit off your top, book an appointment at a Lady Jane's near you. Visit LadyJanes.com. Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. It's wicked awesome. You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast.
One email came in here. This guy said, support command, is there a secret swinger code? He said, I saw something during one of my runs today that I thought was interesting. It was garbage day, and I'm out running. Outside of a house, someone was disposing of what looked like an old mattress. The mattress was sitting on a box spring near the curb in front of the house. When I got closer, I noticed something odd. Sitting alone on the mattress was a single large zucchini. No other garbage of any kind around there, and I'm wondering, is this some kind of swinger message? Like, hey, we're open for business here. We want your dicks here. What do you guys think? Love the show.
A guy wrote this, right? This
guy
is from
did,
a guy.
Yeah.
Only a guy would think this way.
Right. It's not garbage.
Like he sees a zucchini and he's like, does that mean?
Does that mean my penis? Does that mean my penis on a bed? I like it.
A woman would just go, huh.
Garbage.
I mean, yeah, like, oh, that's odd, but wouldn't think anything. Like, are they swingers? Because is the mattress always there?
Or it's like garbage.
It's in the garbage.
No,
it's
yeah,
only be there
mattress,
for one night.
Exactly.
Right.
They're not putting a mattress
what is
out. What a,
right.
Like, is that the most obvious swinger sign in the universe?
Right.
Hey, let's put our mattress to the curb and put a dick-looking thing on
have
it.
Have you ever moved a mattress? It sucks.
It's heavy. Awkward.
No, that would be like the most outrageous swinger code in history.
Right.
The curbside mattress with a phallic symbol on it.
Make sure you put the zucchini in the middle, Madge, or we're not going to get any visitors.
And do they think that someone's going to drive by, see a mattress zucchini, and be like, yeah.
Oh, my.
Woman, pull over.
Yeah. Can you imagine getting the knock at the door? Like, this guy's like, oh, maybe I should
see. I saw your zucchini out there.
I saw your zucchini on a mattress, so I'm here nude.
Let me call the police.
No. Please don't. Why'd you say to me with that zucchini's very phallic.
I didn't put that zucchini there. That's just my old mattress. We got a new one.
God.
Delivered earlier this morning.
What a bizarre thing that is.
That way.
This guy does.
Well, there was like all those codes we talked about that one time where there's like you put it was some kind of like
and
a bunch of apples in
pineapple in your grocery cart.
Don't you put it upside down or something?
I don't even believe half that stuff.
Right.
I think it's so silly.
But you're right though. He said it's like a zucchini on a mattress, huh? That must be meaning my dip.
I wonder what it means when you find a stick of celery on top of a trash can lid.
They must be signaling to me for sex.
What about an orange in the gutter?
That's in the back door.
Balls in the ass.
I saw a girl drop her keys. She must want to have sex with me.
Oh, guys, we have troubles.
We do.
Yeah. Okay. If there is a 0.001% chance that's a swinger sign, that's outrageous.
Yeah.
It's super crazy.
It's outrageous.
Like, it's the biggest sign of amount of work you'd have to go to let people know you were swingers.
If it is a sign, too, I want to know what the percentage is of it working.
Yeah.
Like, how often do you get people to come in and bang?
You got to set up your swings, right? You can't
it's easy to set up nowadays.
You don't want, like, a rando.
No.
Driving through the neighborhood, and I saw that he had a zucchini there, so I figured I'd stop in for a little
orgy. Is that what he thinks? They just want, like, curbside swingers to come
in? It's like a little mousetrap for swingers. Like, oh, we got another one.
I was on my lunch break. Figured I'd step on in there and have some sex with y'all strangers.
There's apps for that now. We're in 2020. You could just log on and go,
Wait,
where are the swingers at? Right? You know, right
where
here.
The swingers at?
How much?
Where are my swingers at? Where you at, swingers? Let's swing.
How much would it suck to have to drag a mattress to the curb every time you wanted to have sex?
That's what I'm saying, man.
They'd be in really good shape, I would assume. I don't know who lives there.
Just to rotate my mattress, it's
a nightmare.
Yeah. It's like building a pyramid.
There was no other evidence besides that zucchini in the mattress. Does he know who lives there?
No idea. He was just running in his neighborhood. Mattress box spring with a zucchini in the middle of the mattress.
Yeah, I doubt highly that means come have sex with
that
us.
They like to swing. Someone said, I used to live next to a swingers bar. If you left your keys on the table, that meant you were good to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, for that. Normally it's like you throw your keys in a bowl or something, right?
Yeah, it was like the bowl thing. That was like old school.
Old school, yeah.
So isn't that how you pick your partner? You put the keys in the bowl, and then somebody would randomly pull the keys out, and whatever keys.
But that was like a swingers, like a, that was like a wife swap thing, where like go home with the.
I can't keep all my swinging.
I don't know.
Categories straight.
I'm a one at a time.
I guess pineapple is the international sign for swingers. Someone said, I know some swingers, they wear pineapples on their clothes to parties just so they can attract other swingers.
Oh, that's hot. No, what do you have? You have a pineapple shirt? Oh, I want to have sex with you.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, that pineapple shirt.
I actually have a pineapple shirt.
You swinger.
It has like little pineapples on it.
Yeah, like a Hawaiian shirt type.
No, but it's not. It's not even really. It's like you'd have to look really close.
Is it like a white and blue?
Yeah, it's like a dark blue with like little white pineapples.
I know what
you're
talking about.
Do you wear it to parties?
No, I don't believe I have.
Only the swinger parties, Lisa.
Think.
You're a swinger.
If you go to a swinger party, isn't it just known that everyone wants to swing?
That's it.
Why do you wear pineapples?
Right.
I don't know.
Like, give up the pineapples, people. Just, I don't understand
give
that.
Give up the pineapples.
Give up the pineapples.
I don't get it.
I just like the idea of a guy that's just like, I just like pina coladas.
It's my favorite fruit, yeah.
I had three people grab my junk today.
He has no idea why people keep hitting on him.
Yeah, no, so if you see someone in a pineapple shirt, I guess they could be sending you a sign.
Right.
Yeah.
But make sure.
Or they could just like a pineapple.
Right.
Or they could, or just like.
I just like pineapples.
Just have a shirt.
Yeah. Sometimes I think that's just what's in fashion.
Yeah.
Like, that's what's in style.
Yeah. Sometimes if Dave
pineapple
has
shirts,
one,
you know?
Yeah, that's it. You know it's style if I have it. Not. But.
it's no dragon
edge of
shirt.
Fashion.
Yeah, no, it's just like a tropical, I'm all about tropical stuff. So
yeah,
it's all.
Yeah, I got one that's like flamingos and surfboards and palm trees, and it's like nothing that's ever been in my life.
No.
Right.
Flamingos, surfboards, or palm trees.
Yeah. Not a fan of any of it. So, yeah, dude, that was not a secret swinger code. We are pretty much 100% positive of that. They were getting rid of a mattress, and maybe just someone tossed a zucchini on there.
Right. Old zucchini.
So luckily you didn't knock on the door hoping for a nice round
old
of
zucchini
sex.
Prank. Got him again.
Right. Are you addicted to online shopping?
Yes.
Well, you're not alone, Lise. A new survey found that 25% of people admit that they are seriously addicted to online shopping. 82% surveyed said they like shopping online because it's easier to find what they want. And 53% said they get excited when their package arrives. In fact, the online shopper surveyed said they look forward to their purchases arriving more than they do their workday ending or even talking with family and friends. Yeah. They want a package more than they want to talk to you.
Well, I do love when my packages show up.
It's like that high you get from it when your stuff arrives.
Yeah.
I'm like, sweet.
I hate when it all comes on one day, though.
Yes.
Why does it happen like that?
I'm overwhelmed.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, God, what did I buy?
You bought a whole mess of things, ma'am. Are you having a panic attack?
Yes.
You got to breathe.
No.
I got 9 more boxes of stuff coming in. It's a big delivery. You ordered all kinds of things.
Yeah, what'd you buy while you're on Ambien, Lisa? Oh, my gosh.
You got to open everything up.
27 packages.
What's crazy is it looks like a mountain.
Yes.
And then you open it up and you've got like a small table full of stuff.
Right.
It looks like you've ordered everything in the world.
I've had like a remote control, like a universal remote control for a TV come in a
huge box.
It's
just one of those plastic bags with air.
I don't know why they do that.
I don't either.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
That's funny. I'm having trouble breathing. I'm so excited.
Excited and also sort of some like, what did I do kind of thing.
Right.
Moment.
Rate Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
So we mentioned that apparently because of the pandemic, animals have been rising up, kind of reclaiming what is theirs.
Yeah, they're taking the earth back.
There were not a lot of people around for a while and it's made them a lot more bold. Well, in San Francisco, a group of raccoons have just taken over a park like a little gang.
It's Raccoon Park now.
If you come into that park, they will gather and they will just kind of try and force you out of there.
That's not cool.
A couple of different stories here to share with you. The first, we're going to get to a father and son's experience in a moment, but here's a story from KPIX-TV. Take a listen.
Sounds like the plot of a campy horror movie. A pack of aggressive raccoons taking over a neighborhood. But it's really happening in San Francisco's Golden Gate Park. And these guys are not shy. KPIX-5's Kit Doe on what's making these animals so fearless. Kit?
So normally raccoons are nocturnal, very skittish. Not the ones that we've heard about in San Francisco. And we only have ourselves to blame.
One of the raccoons came up from underneath the bridge and started kind of coming at us.
We asked Heather Buren to return to the scene of the crime, a bridge at Golden Gate Park where she was surrounded by raccoons that were hissing and lunging. Her dog Luke slipped out of his collar, and so she fought back.
I was able to take this and I started swinging it at him. So there were three of them aggressively surrounding us. So I kicked out with my foot, and it hit my foot with its paw.
He's right here.
Just then, Heather spotted one in the brush. The second one emerged, the third, and then the whole crew.
I don't like the way he's just standing there and looking at us. I think we should head this way.
Wendy Wald says they've been here for years.
Is it a little concerning that they're getting this close to you and your dogs?
A little bit. But
they've no fear.
They just ignore each other.
A couple of blocks away, Sylvia Ramirez says raccoons living in the redwood trees in her backyard actually come down during the day now and go under her deck, something they've never done before. Sylvia was also recently at Lake Merced a few miles away when one just strolled right up to her on the trail.
We have to coexist in the world with wildlife. We're the ones that are in their territory.
Today, when we look at somebody surrounded by a bunch of raccoons, that comes from feeding wildlife.
Virginia Donahue is the executive director of SF Animal Care and Control and says humans are to blame. Constant feeding has taken away their fear of people. Park rangers say they've increased patrols and also put up a sign right at the bridge warning that feeding kills wildlife.
You know, people think they're helping the raccoon, they feed the raccoon, but if the raccoon gets to be too aggressive, eventually the parks will have to trap them, and once they're trapped, they have to be euthanized because you can't relocate them.
And this goes into my next question, Kit. Are any plans to sort of try to mitigate this problem by, say, gathering some of the raccoons up, rehabilitating them, and then putting them in another...
Take them into raccoon rehab?
She runs into raccoons, not homeless drug addicts.
Come on.
These are wild animals.
This is because the raccoons are on hippie land.
Yeah, that's true.
Just feed them, man. It's fine.
Yeah. They're coming out during the day, which is really, really weird.
Yeah.
They're like nocturnal. But it was funny when that lady was walking by. They're like, yo, Tim, there's a lady coming down here. Get a look at we got a live one, you know?
Oh, yeah. Let's go mess with her, huh?
Let's go harass her and that dog.
Yeah, let's go mess with that dog. Maybe they'll give us some food. That
dog's a real bitch.
So a dad and his son were out, and look, like the whole gang came out to try and intimidate them.
They were walking the dog.
There's like 14 of them.
Yeah.
They taped a bit of it here and put dramatic music behind it.
Hi, guys. It's okay.
That's the dad.
That dog is ready.
He's like, come on. Yeah, they are. Oh my God, that's so crazy.
Stand back.
Dog business.
Oh, yeah, it's okay. Come on. No. Stay away.
It's scary to take your dogs for a walk there.
I know. Yeah. Okay. Look, they're in like the fighting stance.
They are.
Don't worry. There you go.
They're ready to rumble.
That dog was like, do something! Okay. Do something, I swear to God!
Come at me, bitch!
Don't worry, guys. We're good.
Wow.
I just assumed they were all diseased.
Me too.
Yeah.
Like
they're all rabid or something.
Yeah.
These videos are up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com if you want to see them, by the way. But yeah, there's like at one point 14 raccoons out there just kind of trying to intimidate. That's crazy.
Like, where's the food? Okay. People
never
feed us.
I know.
Yeah, it's almost like you want to walk this path. You got to pay the toll. Yep. One bagel. Yeah.
Well, we got coyotes. Unbelievable. We got coyotes. And we got raccoons. Hi, guys.
Oh, yeah. This is when they jump on his face.
Claws
eyes out.
Go.
That is the hippie in a
week. So much.
Let's go.
You're not going to see tamed raccoons on the East Coast.
No.
Really? Get out of here!
This was a New York park and be a totally different experience.
Move it or lose it, raccoon!
Get him, boys!
Yeah.
So there's a coyote, there's some raccoons, like everything's just all out and about.
Like, end of days.
Yeah.
Look at the coyote.
This was such a good idea.
Look at the coyote.
Look at it.
It's so beautiful.
Kids are like, I think I should take my scooter and get out of here.
I'm with the kid. There's a coyote and I got my dog. There's going to be a fight. I'm out.
Because the dog was literally like, you guys don't even understand. I got to take care of this.
Yeah.
Okay? It's supposed to be a walk, relaxing exercise for me.
No, it's all peaceful.
Jameson would have lost his mind. Jameson would have been going at them. Like, he would not have been that calm.
Well, and he's like their size, too. Yeah. So that would be real scary if you encountered him.
No, yeah, he's not like, those other dogs were all just like, all the dogs in that story were just like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, I can't believe how calm they were.
No, they're West Coast dogs, too.
Yeah, they're just like, dude, man, you know, the raccoons gotta live, too, dude. Like, what? You got a right to be out there, 14 of them, you know, maybe. Some do, let them be.
I love a West Coast dog.
Not bothered by nothing. I don't care, man.
It's coyote up there, dude.
Today's wet food day. What am I going to let get me down?
Melanie's with us. Hi, Melanie. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. We're talking about 14 raccoons confronting people in a park in San Francisco.
Yeah, so I have a raccoon story. So we live out in the country. We live on a couple acres, and when you get raccoons out here, you just have to take care of them because they'll take over everything. I have children. I have dogs. So my brother and sister-in-law were visiting from San Francisco, and at that time we were having a problem with raccoons. So we took it upon ourselves to take care of it. And when she found out, I swear to God, she flipped out. She took off. She left. She refused to come back to my house, and she hasn't been back since. I haven't seen her in.
Wow. So they were so offended that you had to take care of the raccoons that they couldn't handle it being from the West Coast.
That's hilarious.
I swear to God. Her words were, I should put them in the back of a crate. I should put them in a crate in the back of my SUV, and I should take them and have them rehabilitated. I can't even make this up, y'all. Like,
yeah, they all want to do raccoon rehab.
They do.
San Francisco people visiting the country.
That is different experience.
It's different lives.
I love that she's like, we are never going back to your crazy sister's house. That is insane. She's like a mountain person.
She's taking care of the raccoons.
She's had a mountain person out there. She doesn't even rehabilitate her raccoons. What kind of people are these? I am not going back there.
So is that like a thing, like a raccoon rehab?
I don't know. No. Maybe on the West Coast it is.
This is me. We take the raccoons in, and we teach them how to read, and we teach them exactly what they need to do to cook
their
dinner.
Get them the high school diploma.
Yeah, we get them back in high school. And you know, we put them on the right path. Yeah. We can teach them skills like welding. We can teach them all kinds of things that are applicable. Yeah,
that way they can get a job. And
these
they can
are some
have
bad
career.
Raccoons have been attacking people.
Listen, man, everybody's got past. And that's the thing. Some people just need a second chance, man. And raccoons are no different. You know, they come in and we taught one to make little dresses.
Wow.
Is that raccoon smoking weed?
Yeah, he got into my weed.
Okay.
I gotta take care of that, actually. That's not cool. He's not fully rehabilitated yet. He's still got problems. Some of these raccoons are addicts. Okay? And that's a crazy thing. Some of them are addicted to bagels, and some of them are addicted to weed, like him. He's really smoking that thing. Look at him, man.
Wow.
That's crazy.
That's the fattest blunt I've ever seen. He rolled that himself?
How long does it normally take for a raccoon to go through rehab?
It's a case-by-case basis, okay. Man. So, like, some raccoons, it could be, like, 1 year. Some raccoons, that guy, the one smoking weed, we've had him for 8 years.
Oh, wow.
Rehabilitate.
Not working out, then.
He just gets better at stealing my weed is what that is.
But he's a lifer, huh?
Yeah.
The sponsors, when they are on the outside?
Well, we let one of the raccoons, like, the cleaned-up raccoons, go and sponsor the other one.
Oh,
but that
nice.
Doesn't, sometimes they just have sex, you know.
Yo.
So you gotta keep an eye on that, because then it just makes more raccoons you need to rehabilitate.
There are raccoon rehab centers all over the country.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
There's one in Michigan.
Yeah, there's one in Michigan. There's one in Ohio. They're all over the place.
Oh, my God. Well, now I feel dumb.
Raccoon rehabilitation.
That's hilarious.
Who knew?
I had no idea.
This raccoon was addicted to inhalants.
Usually you think they're just addicted to trash.
Right. You know? And you think that, but no. They got hands. They'll cook meth up and everything.
You got vices just like human beings, huh?
Exactly, man.
Yeah, I honestly had no idea that was a thing, but
raccoon rehab.
Raccoon rehab is a deal.
That's funny. They go on walks and do all the rehab stuff.
Chris, hey Chris, how are you?
How you doing?
Good, man. What's your story?
Okay, so I had a raccoon in my kitchen eating out of my dog bag, right?
Okay.
And then my dog was upstairs. I could hear him freaking out. And I'm like, well, my dog's upstairs. Why the hell do I hear something in the kitchen? So I go in the kitchen. There's a raccoon eating out of the dog bag, right? Mm-hmm. So I go in there, and then I call the cops. And they're like, we can't do nothing on a Sunday night. So they
Sunday night, man.
We're the police. We don't come out on Sunday night.
They're like, take care. I'm like, what am I supposed to sleep in my house with the raccoon? There's nothing
Sunday
to do
night,
with
man.
It.
No one's on duty, man. Good
luck. Nothing's going to do nothing for me. So they're like, I'm like, what do I do? Sleep in a raccoon in my house? So I bait him outside the house with a sandwich. He comes back in and eats the sandwich on my drop ceiling in the basement, right? I'm not kidding you. Wow. Then he comes back in, so I get him out again, right? Because I had scotch-guarded a piece of rug downstairs, right?
Okay.
So then he comes back in and eats the sandwich. I'm like, oh, my God, you came back in the house?
Yeah, so he got him outside in. With the sandwich.
Thank you
very
door.
Much. And brings him back inside. He grabs a plate.
Sits down at the table.
Does he have like a doggy door or something?
Oh, my
I
God.
Know.
That is hilarious. That's like, I had more laughs in that one story than I've heard in a lot of stories.
Yeah, Sunday night, man. We don't do anything, man.
Yeah,
is
this
it
because
is the police. Animal control wasn't on duty or something? The police can't
possibly.
Help you?
Yeah, maybe they're...
They're not trained.
They don't deal with
raccoons.
That. That's possibly it.
Yeah, I don't know.
You're on your own?
Yeah, it's Sunday. It's the Sabbath.
There's no police service.
We don't have police today.
No police today.
Stupid.
It's like that one time that I had to fight off a raccoon, and the only weapon I could find was my pool noodle.
That's not a great
weapon. And I fought off what I believe now to be a rabid raccoon.
Yeah.
Like I was like dueling with him, pushing him back towards the fence because he was digging up our pool cover. Like he was trying to rip it to get to the water.
Yeah.
Oh. And I'm like, you little bastard.
Yeah.
So I went running out and I couldn't see anything. And I grabbed a big pool noodle. I was like, ah! It was very floppy.
Yeah.
But he was like, he was a couple inches away from me and he just would slowly, like it wasn't terrifying him.
Yeah.
He stood his ground.
Well,
he
it was a pool noodle.
I think it was because there was a pool noodle.
Yeah, but it's a crazy guy who's 6'5" with some sort of floppy weapon.
If he ran out with a pot and a pan and started clanking them together, I bet you he would have ran off.
I bet he ran to his other raccoon buddies and was like, humans have the dumbest weapons.
Yeah. Some guy just started swinging one of those little foam noodles at me.
Like, he was like that's nothing. Anything. I got claws.
Yeah,
Amber was taping the whole thing.
She got video of it.
She's inside. Like, she wouldn't come outside. But she's like, you're insane. Leave the raccoon alone. I'm like, no, he's going to ruin our friggin' pool cover.
It sounds like a video that would go straight to like ridiculousness.
But like you were saying, dude, it was probably rabid, like, because they won't, like, if it stands its ground like that, it's out of its mind.
Oh, yeah, he was definitely rabid. That's the little effer right there.
Oh.
So he was scratching the pool cover, trying to get through it, and that's why I had to like go out.
Yeah,
yeah,
chase him away.
Swing your big noodle around.
Yeah.
But he was a little bugger.
Yeah.
That's funny.
You can see behind him the pool noodle. I use the big blue pool noodle.
That's weird. I wonder there must be like creatures that are into trying to get into the water, because I know my groundhog will tear at my pool cover too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but I don't
know if they're just, if he was fascinated by, like, because the pool cover sits right on the water. So if it was like fascinating to him to see, like, he was bouncing around.
I got you. Like, he's like, he knows there's water there, but yet he's putting his hands on, like, am I raccoon Jesus? Am I walking on water?
Right. He can't, his little raccoon mind couldn't compute.
He's like, I'm blowing my mind, man. It's magic water.
The shaky ground is nuts.
I think I got in some bad trash.
If you can't get rid of the raccoon, then you'd have to call like one of those weird animal people.
Yeah,
right. Critter getter.
They're weirdos, right?
Not on a Sunday. They usually are. It's Sunday. I can't come get your critters.
Sorry. Yeah, I would have, because he came back two more times and I thought, oh, we're going to have a problem here.
Yeah.
But eventually, either, I don't know, he passed or he moved on.
He was like, I had my fun with the weird water.
Yeah, he tried to get into our garbage cans once. And
oh, man.
I think he was living right behind our house.
Yeah, because you're right by woods or something.
Yeah, there's
right?
Woods. Like, our back fence is woods.
Yeah, you and Lisa both got like a lot of wildlife.
Mm-hmm.
John's with us. Hi, John.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, man. What's your story?
So I'm a police officer, and me and my partner, we were checking this alarm, and we got to the back of the house, and the slider was open, and we were like, wow, this could be real. And we walked in, and we were flashing our flashlights, and we saw six pairs of eyes in the kitchen. Creepy. And they were completely trashing the kitchen. One had its arm in a cereal box. There was, like, cat food cans everywhere. And then they all, like, got marked in a line and, like, went around the wall and followed each other out the slider and left. It was
so they
crazy.
Do run like little gangs.
Yeah, they do.
They totally do.
I think some of them are solo and then others gang up.
Yeah, the 14 in San Francisco, they're definitely working together. Yeah.
I know, it's because all those hippies are like, you're our friends.
Yeah.
You got to get them into rehab.
Give them those crackers.
Speaking of animals, some parrots have had to be removed from a British wildlife park after they would not stop swearing at customers.
That's hilarious. Yeah.
Piece of it.
Let's come back.
What happened here is they were five African gray parrots. They amused themselves, I guess, in isolation by encouraging each other to swear.
That's awesome.
See the F word. They were adopted by this wildlife park last month and put in a room together, but they used their time together to teach each other foul language, which was okay until young families started coming through the place.
Yeah.
Your mom's a fat bitch!
I wonder what kind of stuff they were saying. The CEO of the park said they had to put the birds into a timeout and then realized that they're going to have to get rid of them completely.
Yeah.
They said every now and then we'll get a parrot that swears and it's kind of funny, it's kind of comical, but you don't want to offend anyone. We had no idea we had a room full of swearing birds, though, until we had several complaints.
Oh, I love that.
I wonder who taught them the original swear words. It's funny they were just swearing at families, though.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
Oh, Jesus, he called my mom something.
They said within 20 minutes of being on display to the public, they started to get complaints that the parrots were swearing at them. They said there really wasn't that much of a problem, just a couple of parents upset that their kids heard some bad words. Their plan is now to release the five birds into separate areas so they can't encourage each other.
That's hilarious that they were riling each other up.
Yeah. I didn't realize they could teach each other words.
Yeah, I didn't know that either. I always just thought it was like their ears heard a sound and then they replicated
it. Well, maybe that's what it is. They're hearing somebody swear.
So they're
recreating that. And then another bird hears it. It's like, oh, I'm going to respond with the same word.
There had to be like a leader, the one that like knew. I've heard these words.
Yeah. And these boys are gather around, parrots, and listen to this word.
Watch the humans when you call them things. It's hilarious.
Watch this.
My word.
They probably enjoyed the reaction.
Yeah, they were like, that's awesome every time. We're killing it, boys.
Yeah. Well, it's just like monkeys when they throw their poop. I think they throw their poop at you because they like to see everybody freak out and react.
So
the parrots are like, this is like us throwing poop right now.
It's hilarious. We're going to swear at people all day. We're going to get up early tomorrow.
I got to say, if I knew there were five swearing parrots, I'd be at your zoo tomorrow.
Me too.
Like, they're missing out, I think. Yeah. I take them out of the family area, set them up in like an 18 and up area.
Yeah. Put a bar in right next to it.
Five swearing parrots.
Nothing the kids haven't heard before.
Exactly.
Anyway,
they're saying worse things in school. Parents
and dude,
things.
I would buy tickets to something called five swearing parrots.
Five swearing parrots? 100%. I'd be there in a heartbeat. That'd be so funny.
Be hilarious.
Just waiting to see what they say next.
And I know.
If those things didn't live so long, I'd love to own a swearing parrot.
Yeah.
Yes.
Those they live like forever.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, a long time.
Yeah, I don't like birds, but I'd watch them swear.
Yeah.
But I'd watch and listen to them swear. All right. Imagine little Andy.
Okay.
It's your first day of kindergarten.
All right.
You're off to school. You got your little backpack.
Yep.
Ready to go.
You walk in, and it's time to meet the teacher. The teacher comes out, covered head to toe in tattoos, with black eyes.
So, our teacher's a monster.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Wow.
A school teacher in France whose body, face, and tongue are covered in tattoos, and who had the whites of his eyes surgically turned black, was fired from his French kindergarten teaching job after a parent complained that he scared their son.
Well, yeah.
Well, yeah, he's been fired.
Yeah.
So he's a nightmare that's come to life?
Yeah, it's like you have an X-Men reject teaching your kids how to paint with your fingers.
That's super scary.
That's terrifying.
Yeah.
He teaches with his shirt off? So that's also alarming?
He play human coloring book. Maybe he takes his shirt off and lays on the floor and we color him with markers.
He has black eyes. Is that normal?
No. This guy, Sylvain Helene, who's 35, still teaches from the age of 6 up. He said after the initial shock, when they see him for the first time, they can see past his appearance. He said all of my students and their parents always become cool with me because they get to know me. He spent 460 hours getting tattoos so far. He said, really, it's only people when they see me from far away, they can assume the worst.
France is a different kind of place.
Yeah.
I don't care how nice you are.
Right. So he started teaching kindergarten at the school in a suburb of Paris, and school authorities quickly informed him that he no longer could teach kindergarten there. He said that he had received a couple of complaints from young kids frightened by his appearance.
That's the worst age.
Right. That's so dramatic for the kids.
Yes, yeah. Your first year in school.
I don't want to go to school anymore because monsters teach there. So he tried to teach us shapes and then everybody pissed their pants.
You couldn't do nap time or whatever.
Oh, no. How do you sleep around a nightmare? It's impossible.
That's horrible.
Kept thinking he was going to steal our souls.
He said he hoped to show his pupils they should accept people who are different from the norm. He said maybe when these students grow up, they'll be less racist, less homophobic, more open-minded.
Mm. Or just terrified to go to school.
Yeah, yeah. Or never sleep again. That's how he used to look there.
Oh, so he eventually got the tattoos while he was teaching.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And that's how he appears now.
Well, typically, I think most schools, you're not allowed, like, it's like forbidden to have the face and the neck tattoos and stuff. Like, they don't, well, I guess it's France, too.
Yeah.
Especially not eyeball, like, black eyeballs.
Yeah, that's a little crazy.
Come on.
Like, every time he looks at me, I pass right out.
It is terrifying. Like, scary. I ran into that guy and be like, Jesus!
I know, I couldn't learn from him.
There's no way. I mean, I try to keep an open mind about stuff, but if you look like a reincarnation of the worst from Satan, I don't think I'm going to be cool with that. You can check out what he looks like at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com if you want to see, but I think most of us could agree, probably kindergarten teacher is not the ideal job for that.
Right, yeah. Those are little kids,
maybe
man.
College professor, I could see.
Yeah, people be more open-minded there and less impressionable.
The only thing that's normal on him is his notes.
It's true, like he has like his upper lip, a little bit of his upper lip, and his nose, there's nothing on.
Strange. Yeah, he's probably going to get that part cut off, so he's like, why tattoo it?
Oh, that's what they do, right?
Like, why waste the money on the tattoo if I'm just going to get it cut off?
I wonder if there's more pictures of the guy. Oh, yeah, there he is.
Oh, my God.
Jesus.
Come on.
Put him outside. I don't know why he's more terrifying outside.
Freaky hoodie?
I've had some kids that were like, welcome to your first day of school, and they go in the class, and they're like,
I want to go home, Mom. I want to go home. Jesus H. Christ.
Freddy Krueger's cousin is teaching us.
Oh, so true.
I wouldn't drop my kids off there.
Right.
Like, nope, we'll go home now.
Look at him flexing. That's terrifying.
That's insane. The eyes is crazy.
Yeah, the dark. I mean, look at him there. Like, he's got a look of Satan on his face. Mm-hmm. He's going for that look.
I love, like, that he tries to put it back on everyone else. Like, oh, I'm just a nice guy.
Why don't you be more open-minded?
Yeah, be more open-minded.
See, like, this guy, before he did his whole face and made his eyeballs black, like, if he could wear a normal shirt,
mm-hmm.
He's all right. He could teach your kids.
Yeah.
But, yeah, once you blacken your eyeballs out. Oh, it looks like he had one done at a time.
Jeez.
So he had one black eye for a while.
I wonder if you lose your sight out of the eye for a little bit while it heals.
It's a really crazy process to tattoo your eyes, right?
Yeah, I don't know anything about it other than when we read about people here on the show that do it.
People do it. It's crazy.
Oh, he's got a whole gang of
friends.
He's hanging out with some suicide girls, looks like.
So he has like 6 prostitutes that live with him that are all covered in tattoos as well. We learned that today.
They're magical witches.
Yeah.
He's on a French talk show, but I assume speaking French.
Yeah, so probably.
I swear to God, I think I saw David Lee Roth in the audience? French audience. In the French, on that panel.
No, come on.
Why would David Lee Roth be in a French?
I don't know. Like, look at the very beginning of it again.
Qui me choque particulièrement, c'est l'intérieur des yeux est tatoué. Ou je trouve quand même que c'est très dangereux parce que c'est des métaux lourds.
Of course, it's not going to pop up. There's a dude in a hat with like long gray hair. It looked like David Lee Roth. There he is.
That's not David Lee Roth.
That is not. That's not David Lee Roth.
David Lee Roth and Gallagher.
Well, God damn it.
I'm going to get those eyes checked.
I know. I got my glasses here. Let's see if it's David Lee Roth.
You want to see it with your glasses on? Let's see.
See how bad it was. Yeah. This guy is amazing. Yeah, that's not. That is not David Lee Roth.
He looks like my old college professor. My old film professor.
Is that David Lee Roth?
It looked like it because he just blinked for a second. I was like, David Lee Roth's there in the French Tattoo Show.
No, it wasn't.
Really getting around.
Yeah, so you don't want that guy to be your kid's teacher, though.
No.
And I get it.
That's traumatic.
Because we keep an open mind and we don't judge a book by its cover.
Well, it's like you could let him be a teacher, just make him maybe put makeup on so he doesn't give the kids nightmares.
And I feel like he's into some crazy crap, too.
Yeah, yes, of course.
Like, I think if you dug deep, you'd find this guy's into some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We opened his desk once and there was just spiders in it.
Those kids will never be the same.
No. I'd love to talk to some of the kids that he's been the teacher of.
Little French kids, though. They're probably smoking cigarettes. What do little French kids do? Different breed.
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play. White trash alert.
Loud bangs heard in a trailer park in White Deer Township, Pennsylvania.
Oh.
Turned out not to be gunfire.
It sounded like gunfire, but I don't know. What is it?
Turned out not to be fireworks.
It ain't fireworks, I can tell you that much.
Turned out to be exploding Chef Boyardee cannons.
The ravioli's gone crazy! Oh, no! There goes 6 months' dinner!
The good chef!
Oh, my God! Chef Boyardee is exploding!
What will we eat for supper?
I'm covered in weird tomato sauce. And weird meat's in my beard. Why? Why don't they warn you?
It tastes like sawdust.
It's so terrible when it explodes and you taste it. It tastes the worst part.
Did you put those cans over that fire without opening them first?
I don't know physics.
Pennsylvania State Police were dispatched to a residence at the White Deer Trailer Park. About 3 a.m. the other morning, there was a report of several loud bangs.
Oh, my God.
They thought shots had been fired. Then they thought someone was setting off fireworks, but troopers investigated. They found that a dude had thrown 3 Chef Boyardee ravioli cans at his trailer park rival.
Oh, my God. Kenny! God damn you, Kenny! I got something for you. I'd like you to meet... Look, I call Chef.
Who you got there?
Face to face with the chef.
Oh! Oh, no, it's the ravioli.
That's right.
The can struck a metal trailer, which caused the loud noises.
Come on, Kenny!
And caused the 911 call.
I ain't gonna waste a beefaroni. Come on out!
I ain't never coming out!
You come out!
No, you throw as much ravioli at me as you want!
Fine. I'll go get the one that bounced off and throw it again.
You do it!
Oh, the cops is here. God damn it. This is trailer park rival. I'm so sick of you, Kenny.
Are they rival meth cooks? Are they like rivals for like all the trailer park like tail? Like,
your trailer always looks so much better than mine.
Well, I take pride in my trailer. You know that.
I take pride in mine too, Kenny.
Well, not as much pride as I take in mine.
I got a riding lawnmower. You got a riding lawnmower.
A riding lawnmower for around your trailer.
I built a homemade moped. You built a homemade moped. You're right on my ass, Kenny. Tired of it. You get ravioli vengeance.
Not the ravioli.
That's what you get. I'm going to dent up your stupid trailer.
Dent it up.
There is a weird, weird consistency of that Chef Boyardee meat, though.
What is the meat?
Oh, I don't know what that means. I honestly thought it was sawdust for a while.
So gross.
It's the only meat that's the same as toothpaste.
Yeah, it is very toothpaste-y, just not minty. Yeah.
Why is it
toothpaste?
It's
a meat paste.
So it's like, was it the original pink slime, you think?
Probably.
Probably. It's maybe. Definitely not real meat, right?
It's got to have a percentage of real meat.
Because they say meat, but they don't say beef. Oh, I guess they do say beef ravioli, so what part ravioli. Of they
say beef.
Cheap beef.
Well, you're sure look, to sell it look, in that description.
Look at the pictures some people have taken. Oh, mystery yeah. meat yeah. in Chef Boyardee ravioli.
He's like, I can make you a weird meat.
Yeah, someone asked Google, is Chef Boyardee real food?
Is it?
Jim, what?
Oh, yeah. The chef they're talking about is the chef real. The chef is an actual...
He's a guy who's a yeah. terrible chef, apparently. Yeah. I don't know how he got so famous.
He should be voted out of his Italian family.
He really right. should.
Yeah. I have a feeling the original recipe might have been a little different than the stuff they put in the can.
If you could never an Italian yeah. family, they'd be like, yeah, that was the we shot him in the back of the head when he tried to bring
his some shoes.
The meat is actually made up mostly of enriched wheat flour and cracker meal. So it's just a smidge and a meat sprinkled on it.
I dropped some meat in there.
Yeah. There's probably 1 pound of beef in every, what, 500 cans?
Right.
I never liked Chef Boyardee.
No, it just, never. It was like what you ate as a kid.
Yeah, I was more of a SpaghettiOs
never
man.
Made it then.
Yeah, SpaghettiOs didn't have meat in it, though, right? It was just tomato sauce.
Yeah, it was just sauce and noodles. And sometimes you get with meatballs, but the meatballs would be the same consistency of the Chef Boyardee ravioli filling.
Right. It's just they packed it like a snowball somehow.
Yeah. So I think for some reason, Chef Boyardee really grossed out my mom, so she wouldn't buy that.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
SpaghettiOs were cool.
I've just never been a fan of any canned meat.
I'm with you on that.
Yeah, well, canned meat come from a can.
Canned meats are disturbing. Mm-hmm. Do you know there's a product out, it was out, a while ago, it was called Chicken in a Can, and it was like a whole little chicken.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Oh, like the rotisserie-type chicken? Mm-hmm, have you actually seen one in person?
I've seen a YouTube video of a fat dude eating it.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to eat one for you.
Oh, God. I've seen the flakes of chicken or whatever they're called, you know? But, yeah, there's someone actually canned a whole chicken.
Whole little weird chicken.
First time I've heard about it.
Yeah, don't think about it.
Oh, dude, you see them? And it looked like it was... Yeah, look.
Well, it did.
It was like pale.
Oh. It was pale, but it was... I think it was like boiled or something.
Boiled chicken in a can.
Boiled chicken in a can. And it's weird juice.
Hold on to your butt, Lisa. Here we go.
Yeah, I think we did. Yeah, whole.
Oh, my God.
That's even worse.
Oh, my God.
Nope, nope, nope.
My God in heaven.
They call it apocalypse dinner.
Oh, God. Look at it.
James, you couldn't have. You'd throw up. How could you eat that?
Just looking at it. Well,
that's all part of the YouTube content you're making. People are tuning in to watch you do weird stuff.
Is it in some kind of jelly or something?
Yeah,
it has to be. It's probably in chicken jelly.
It's probably
chicken jelly.
Chicken jelly.
Waggulated fat.
God.
It's like Spam. Has
all those canned meats have to have be surrounded by fat to keep it, you know, moist.
Yeah.
Keep it fresh.
Like, even when my dad would eat the canned ham, and it would be covered in, like, some sort of ham jelly.
Canned ham.
Canned ham's like Spam almost, too, right?
Yeah.
Well, right. I guess. But
does he still eat that, or does he?
No, I think it was like that.
Oh.
Celebrity ham with natural juices.
Yeah, so it's like a whole, like a little loaf of it.
They make you think it's fancy by calling it celebrity ham.
It's the ham the celebrities eat. The ham of the stars.
Boneless cooked ham.
Boneless cooked ham with natural juices, gelatin added.
See, that's where you lose me.
I'll eat jarred fish, but I'm not touching canned chicken.
Yeah, because the gefilte fish is in a jelly, isn't it?
Yeah, yes. Oh, God, it is. Oh, yes.
Yeah, they have to put a jelly in it to keep it good.
Yeah, they must have to surround.
But that chicken jelly.
See, that's the thing. It's like a pork jelly. If you got to go a meat jelly, you probably don't want chicken. That's probably your last choice.
Do we want to watch someone taste it?
Oh, God. Look at it.
Oh my God.
Let's see what he's... This is
chicken in here. Look at that. So crazy. There are bones here. Oh. It's kind of hard to see, like, you know, how this chicken looks like. It apparently has skin right here. So because it's cooked, I think it was just falling apart. But you can still see it's kind of an intact chicken, except it's kind of hard to see where is what. You know, like, this probably was a leg. And here is the front of the chicken, I think.
Look at this. It's completely empty. Some little piece of meat left and nothing else. Well, I'm going to try it.
Oh, my God.
It smells pretty good. I thought it's gonna smell worse. It actually smells normal.
He's eating cold canned chicken.
That's so crazy.
It's not salted. Even though it says here, chicken, water, and salt. Apparently, it's not too salty for me. You know, I would say it's not too salty.
What's the string?
Weird. Maybe it should be heated a little bit. Well, it says do not heat in the can, obviously. But I should have just maybe heated it after I pulled out from the can.
Oh, it's worse.
Maybe next time when I make more nightmare foods.
It was worse than I expected.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I honestly, I thought it would still be whole.
Yeah.
But it's just like...
Yeah. I feel bad for the chicken,
chicken
man.
Chicken carcass.
It's like they rotisserie'd it somehow, but it never got roasted. But then it immediately disintegrated when he poured it into that bowl.
Mm. Yeah, imagine like you put a chicken in a blender and jelly.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's we'd not only imagine it, we'd make it.
And it exists for some reason. It is for sale, James. I saw it did come up, but it's like $30 a can or something.
That's a whole chicken. You know what? They're lying. That Sue ain't so sweet.
She's not. It's called Sweet Sue's Canned Whole Chicken.
Is that real above it? Creamed possum?
No, that can't be. That's got to be a joke kind of thing. Gag.
Oh, okay.
So,
okay.
Yeah. Can't go eating possums.
Man, why is the chicken in the can so expensive? I can go buy a rotisserie one that's fresh
for
$5.
Because
bucks.
There's people like you. See, that's how I thought it came out.
Yeah.
See? Like a whole chicken.
He like separated his a little bit, didn't he? Right away when it popped out.
Maybe his was bad. Maybe his was like a bad Russian chicken.
Yeah. This is Russian Sweet Sue's chickens.
They're happy to have it in Russia.
Yeah.
I have to write that
He's
name
not
down.
Bad. Sweet the sweet jelly soup. Is nice.
Ooh.
I couldn't watch you eat that, James. I couldn't watch you eat it.
I had to get off of that. I can't watch.
Yeah, it's pretty brutal. It's like looking into the sun.
A Kentucky woman is sending out what she calls an urgent plea after a box containing her mother's cremated remains went missing when she mailed it to her sister in Florida. You mail your mom?
Don't mail mom.
Can you really hold anyone accountable if you mailed your mom?
If it's mom.
If you're going to mail mom.
If you should the priority with return receipt, you should be okay.
Yeah, go UPS
exactly.
or something.
Yeah, have some
like,
class.
Tracking.
You just drop it in the regular
class.
Mail.
That's mom. We're going UPS.
Amy Redford of LaGrange, Kentucky, sent her mom in a box through the U.S. Postal Service to what she thought was her sister's address in Jacksonville. She put a bright red label on it saying, human remains.
She didn't even get the right address.
Yeah, she's a real thinker. The box was delivered the next day, but her sister had moved and she had no idea.
What?
Can you call your sis up to
just
let her know that mom's on the way?
What kind of family is this?
Can I just verify the address before I send mom out to you?
Or was she like pissed at mom? So I'm like, I'm mad at mom, so you take her.
And both of them are weird because the other just moves in the cover of night like and doesn't tell her sister.
Sorry, buddy.
Mail me mom before you.
That's crazy, man.
The tenant who lives there now took the box when the mail carrier knocked on the door, but they said was in a hurry. She was taking an online test, so wasn't paying attention. When the woman realized the box wasn't for her, when she saw the human remains sticker on it, she put it outside so the mail carrier could take it back, and now it's missing. This woman hopes someone will hear her story and help. She said, getting the word out as much as possible is my best strategy. It's what I've been hoping for. Somebody might see something. Somebody might know something.
I'd be so freaked out if just somebody's remains showed up at my door.
I'd be upset. Imagine Lisa so excited because Amazon's here.
Yeah,
Amazon day.
Here's your human remains, ma'am.
I didn't think you could even ship that like that.
I wouldn't
I guess
so,
you have to label it.
You got
to
label it. It's crazy. So you think some like freaky person like stole it?
If it says human remains on it, come on.
Oh my God. I want to see what the package looked like.
I don't know if they even have a picture of it, right? Unless she took a picture of it before she sent it.
Oh, yeah, there's no way she did that.
I'd be so upset. I'd wait the 3 hours to talk to somebody at the post office it would take. Be like, you get here before these ghosts come out of here.
Oh, God. Cremated remains.
Mm.
Can't miss that.
You hate to see it.
I do believe you delivered the wrong package.
So she said that she's emailed trash companies in the area, and they've all agreed to keep an eye out for the package. She's talked to Postal Service employees in Kentucky.
Man, there's some porch pirate who's really upset when he opens it up and just finds an urn of ashes.
Right.
And or probably just tossed it, right?
Yeah.
It's like a freaky person into ghosts or something that was like, oh my God.
Yeah, if they saw that it said remains and that maybe like encouraged them to take it, that's even worse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That is crazy. She just willy-nilly mailed her mom's remains to the wrong address, though.
Yeah, make sure you get the right address when you're mailing mom.
You know I moved. Why did you send mom there?
Technically, the issue is with the new homeowner that put it out on the porch.
Hey, oh, Kentucky woman, devastated.
Sorry, James, but we have this video.
Native remains are lost in the mail. She says she feels helpless as the U.S. Postal Service investigates where that package might be. David Mattingly has the story.
I missed her death. I wasn't there with her. I didn't get a chance to say goodbye.
Catherine Mays passed away at the age of 77. The mother of four is remembered for her adventurous spirit and fun sense of humor. But when Redford needed to ship her mother's ashes to her sister in Jacksonville, Florida, she made a decision she now deeply regrets.
And I don't have much else to think about at this point. But where is my mother?
Amy Redford looks at the pictures of her mother's life and finds the comfort they once gave her now clouded by pain.
If I could have brought them down there myself, I would have.
Recovering from recent surgery and unable to travel, Redford relied on the U.S. Postal Service, the only...
Wow, they actually have something online, how to package and ship cremated remains.
That's crazy, man.
So it must be a common thing.
I just thought there was like a specific service for it or something that was through like a funeral home or something like that.
I just thought you'd have to hand it over to them like the old-fashioned way. Like, yeah. I have to walk it over to you. Here you go. Here's mom. Mm.
That's crazy, man. Kentucky mail.
Joe, you mailed someone?
Yep, I mailed the old man to grandpa.
You mailed your dad to his grandpa?
No, to his dad, my grandpa.
Yes. Did he get there okay?
Yeah, 2 days later, Grandpa said he got him.
Okay, all so right, you man. Got him. That's good. Thanks, awesome. Joe. That one went off without a hitch.
U.S. Postal.
U.S. Postal. Yep. There okay. We go. Thank you, Joe.
Joe.
So most of the time it works out. Just this time it didn't work out.
Most of the time. One Joe.
Yeah, Joe.
I'll tell you what, Joe. The goddamn thing said confirmation of delivery. He got him. He got him.
Like Lisa Wayne's summary. Yeah, Joe, most of the time that it works out.
Worked out for me fine. I mailed my dad to my grandpa. It was no problem at all. I got a little alert saying dad had arrived and ain't no thing.
Well, I guess it helps when you mail them to the right address.
Yeah, that does help.
Yeah, it absolutely does. There would have been no issue.
That was a crazy Kentucky story. The Kentucky mail. Yeah. What's that like?
I don't know.
We got more ashes.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
The Tasty Bits podcast is brought to you by Manscaped.
Flowers are blooming, the grass is growing, and it's time to mow your lawn. And now, thanks to Manscaped, you can trim the hedges below the belt safely and efficiently. I'm talking about ball trimmers. Manscaped is here to make sure your balls are smooth and smelling nice. Mm. After all, it's time for some spring cleaning. So do yourself a favor and always use the right tool for the job. Go to manscaped.com now. Use code WRIF to get 20% off with free shipping. Your partner, your body, and your balls will thank you.